Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Then why do we do it, Cole?
We don't do it for the money, but the money is nice, isn't it?
I do it for the drugs.
Yeah, people just send you mysterious packages. But the mystery is, you know, washed away because there's just drugs crudely sharpied on the side of the brown paper package. Drugs for Chris.
Do it for the scissor.
Phew. You still have that?
Are we going now?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
We're done talking business.
So, good. Didn't sound like any of it pertained to me anyway. So.
Sorry. No, it's people listening and we were talking about business. It does pertain. Wait until next week. But you still got that scissor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I spent most of our business time taking shots and cleaning my bongo.
You're
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Okay, if you're playing along, take your shot of syrup now.
Bing. Yeah, no, I still have promethazine and codeine.
Yeah, because you were sick.
Combined into one. Well, everybody knows. Well, they might not care, but they know.
That's pretty much the definition of it, right?
Sure.
Yeah, people, like when I tutored about you being sick on the Facebook page, people were like, oh, get better. Like, you know, they care about you.
I always read those comments like with a context of sarcasm and hatred. Like, well, hope it's not HIV.
That's just you. Our fans are lovely people.
Well, sure. They want to kill me. I saw the bodyguard.
Yeah. Don't you mean swim fan?
What?
Wait, there are a bunch of you know, the movie Swim Fan, where there was a swimmer and there was this lady at his high school who wanted to kill him because she wouldn't sex him, and it was like one of those early internet kind of movies where, like The Net, where it was relatively new technology, and so everybody was like, oh, the kids are gonna use this technology to stalk. I guess that happens. So. Bully on you, swim fan. You've done it.
Who likes swimming that much?
I think it's more about the lithe, long, lean muscles. Yeah. Chris, what's your name?
My name is Chris.
And my name is Cole. What episode is this?
This is episode number 135 of the Internet Comedy Podcast.
And we're to entertain.
What do you... Are you okay? I say the title.
Yes, you do. Okay, let's take it over. Chris, what episode is this?
Because there has to be a title of the show before you can state its purpose.
Yeah.
There's a company name and then a mission statement.
Well, no.
Who's coming with me?
No. Starting his own network, damn it. One where he doesn't have to put up with this bullshit. Huh. Okay, good. Go ahead. Just finish saying the name of the show. People will know.
Comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
And we're here to entertain your asses. You know what? The teleprompter scrolled way too quickly.
Aardvark.
And I couldn't keep up. I'm like Michael Bay.
Who's that?
Screw this.
He's the guy that quit in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, he just walked up. He's like, I'm sorry, but I just can't. And he like took off his lav mic and just gently set it down on the floor and like backed away facing the audience, and none of them could get him. It was
bye-bye.
What's that?
I said bye-bye.
But I can't be here right now. I can't
anybody,
be a part of this.
Anybody else want ribs? I want ribs.
Ribs sound pretty good.
Yeah.
I have some ribs thawing right now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You're going to try to outdo me.
What do you mean?
Oh, I do such a fantastic job with ribs.
No, it is your ribs. It is the ribs that you did a fantastic job with last weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They sent some home to you.
Yeah, yeah. They sent some
with
home.
You.
Yeah. So I was home. I was in Mansfield last weekend, and we had some ribs. And Chris, you did such a great job on those ribs.
Well, thank you, Cole.
Yeah.
I never get tired of hearing that.
Yeah, no, it's... I figure you need it. You need it. You need a couple attaboys. I think we could all use a couple attaboys.
Great job I did there.
Yeah, no, it's great.
On
I
that
think,
meet,
that which gets rewarded gets repeated, Chris.
Right, right.
Hmm. I need to feed my drinking bird. A lot has happened in the past week.
What do you mean? Like in the world or your world? Or
I mean my world. But between us, like you've... You know, you got me that drinking bird for Easter.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And
it's yeah.
sitting on my desk, and he stopped moving, so I had to put more water in his bowl. Come on. It's not a bowl. It's more like a cup. I suppose you could eat soup out of a cup, so it is kind of a bowl. Chris, we're going to need to pull out some, like, whiteboards here. This is going to be a long night.
We're redesigning the bowl?
Yep. it's a revolution in bowl craft. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to need some Chinamen and some eggs.
Let's make this happen. This is not an original line of thought. It never is.
Well, you're talking, so probably not.
Jesus, thanks.
No problem. Ooh.
Yep. Left the kidney wide open there. Just give me a little rabbit punch. Down he goes. Oh, boy. No, but I'm watching The Simpsons again. You know, I ran out of shows.
It's watching The Simpsons again.
That's some kind of like a...
Just gonna be with his Springfield friend.
It's like, that's kind of like Jack and Diane kind of thing. Like,
I don't
your story.
Know.
Yeah. It's making up songs about things I say.
Felt more banjo than anything.
Yeah.
You just said it like, oh, yeah, I'm back on meth.
No, I'm just watching The Simpsons because I ran out of other shows. And it's like, ah, you know. Normally on my run, I do like season 3 through, let's say, 7.
Yeah, you went back to the cassette days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went back to season 1 for this one. And early Simpsons are different than later Simpsons. But like season 1 of that show.
It set a tone.
It set a tone that they abandoned so quickly. Like... Every episode is about like depression and existential malaise and fidelity. There are like three plots where like they're going to cheat on each other, like with Jacques, the bowling guy. And I kid you not, there's a straight up episode. I think it's like Homer's Odyssey or something like that, where Homer loses his job, decides, ooh, alcohol's the answer. He's out of beer, so he starts writing a suicide note and ties a boulder to his foot and walks to a bridge and is about ready to drown himself because he lost his job and can't afford beer. And so when people talk about like the early days, I think of like season 3 or season 4. But that is like such a far cry from Let's Parody the Music Man with the Monorail episode. That like I was just laying in bed awake last night, unable to sleep, just held wrapped by this crazy, strange alien show. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's okay. Kind of like Marty and whatever. Yeah,
what?
The show that you told me about?
Oh, Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
How? Yeah. How is that related to Rick and Morty?
No, I'm saying they're having their first season.
Oh yeah.
Like they're the seedling, you know, and I mm-hmm. guess they got renewed for another one. But
yeah.
So where's that going to go? You know,
I don't know. I think that
like
started...
is Ray going to become like a minister?
Maybe like he's going to become the space pope.
Space pope, yeah, basically.
Yeah, I mean they built it in. I mean the entire show's premise is a multiverse, so they can do whatever they want with it. But yeah, I don't know. To see, like, a show be like, oh, this character's going to go kill himself. And I'm not sure if they're trying to play it for laughs. But, and then, like, there's a season 2 episode that I know is coming up where Homer decides to quit drinking for a month. And it's, like, from what I remember anyway, like, a very serious treatment of alcoholism. It's
yeah.
like... I can't imagine them doing that, but I don't know. I digress. Talking about The Simpsons. Am I off base here?
No. The cue ball killer should be considered extremely armed and dangerous. If you think you've seen him, call 1-800-USE-SQUEAL.
What's that from?
It's from season one of The Simpsons.
Is it? Huh.
Yeah.
Which episode?
I don't know.
Huh.
Don't remember. I just remember seeing the number at the bottom of the screen.
Mm.
It was all pixelated.
You
and...
squeal. Yeah. Yeah, there are no good rips of that. Like, it was... Yeah, I don't know. I think they lost the original prints. Even on the DVDs, it's really blurry and hard to watch. Oh, well.
And that was the peak of Bart's prank calling, too.
Yeah. Like, all the plots had to do with Bart, which is weird. Like, it's all about the kids.
Prank calling.
Yeah. You know, the IP freely and such. But,
Oliver clothes off?
Yeah. Huge ass. I got a huge ass over here. You know, Amanda Lovin' Kiss. You know, it's all good. But like, even in the early, in this season, the kids are kids, and like, yeah, Lisa's walking around talking about like why should I be alive? But like, just later on, they're all just like vessels for gags. They're not like kids doing kid things. I don't know. Observations about The Simpsons. I think I'm going to go the whole way. I think I'm going to try and get current on it.
Get current. You're gonna devote 4 months of your life?
Maybe. 25 seasons. Let's do it.
Oh, God.
I've done crazier things.
Doesn't sound painful.
I've done crazier things. I've caught up on weirder stuff.
Easier to get a meth addiction.
Yeah, well, it would help.
Probably.
Did you hear about Cole? He got addicted to crank around season 18.
Crank.
Do you have a story?
Yeah. Edward Eugene Sisson, something like that. He's an 84-year-old pilot, and he was flying a single-engine plane, which collided with a lawnmower operator while landing at North Carolina's Taylorsville Airport. The pilot was very, very experienced.
So it was
he was traveling east towards a grass landing strip at the small privately owned airport. His unlucky victim, 74-year-old John Rufty, was also traveling east on his lawnmower. The airport, like many of our rural airports, has no air traffic control tower. The plane came in low and slow. Flipped the mower over, but not before the prop of the airplane sliced off the lawnmower driver's arm.
Christ on a bike.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of ironic mirroring there in that both of them were driving something with blades.
Sure.
Yeah.
Got hit by a plane.
Wow.
While mowing the yard.
So did he just have like, you know, when you're operating a mower like that, sometimes you see people
I don't. What?
the noise canceling like headphone kind of things, the ear mufflers.
Plane canceling.
Yeah, the plane canceling. I'm sorry, this plane got canceled.
It's a Bose commercial.
Just like the scene from North by Northwest. Him mowing in a cornfield and then like the crop duster plane coming down and just like firing bullets.
No, there's music playing and he's mowing and he sees the plane coming right at him, and then boom, the music turns off and he wakes up in the hospital with the headphones still on, and they say, sir, are you okay? And he says, what happened? And they say, a plane hit you and cut your arm off. And he shrugs his shoulders and hits play, and the music plays again. Bose headphones.
I'm all right. Nobody's
gonna
worry
about me.
Yeah. Oh, why you gotta put up a fight? You said shoulders. You meant shoulder, right?
No, if you get your arm cut off, you still have two shoulders.
I think that maybe it's possible to dip into the torso a little bit.
Well,
yeah.
It's not like those people, they get their legs just ripped off, you know, the balls of their hips just ripped out of the socket of their pelvis. And they just balance or pogo around on their penis or vagina.
How do you pogo a vagina?
I don't know. They do. They lost their lap.
It's so inspiring.
Two shoulders.
It's so inspiring.
I guess my point is that you can lose your lap, but you always got two shoulders.
Mm. You know what? I think that I saw that cross-stitched into a pillow in somebody's house once.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think I saw that carved in carved into the back of your celly.
Yep. Oh, after I got addicted to that crank, I did some hard time around season 21. After the switch to HD, I kind of felt like I had nothing left to lose.
After the movie, when they had depth.
A little bit. Well, no, like when they switched to 3D is what it, yeah. Man, so it was a full-size plane, like a prop plane just came down on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I mean, that kind of seems like, were they able to save the arm?
No, he's in critical condition.
He can't breathe without machines. We're laughing. It's a comedy podcast.
Little story about Jack and Diane.
She liked him, even though he had just one hand. Yeah. You okay?
No.
Nope. Nothing's going to be okay. I'm not even sure. Chris, imagine my surprise when I was doing pre-pro for this episode of the show when I saw a story out of our own sleepy hometown.
Oh, I saw that made national news.
I know. It's kind of bizarre, right?
Yeah. I mean, considering that go ahead.
Okay. So Easter was here recently and, you know, people do weird things in graveyards on special days. I never quite understood, you know, Arbor Day, you plant a tree on there and then, you know, 4th of July, you burn it down with a Roman candle as the Romans did in their style, you know. But here on Easter, the parents of a sad story, actually, a deceased 14-month-old. He was a triplet. He was like a micro preemie, just never stood a chance, right? But, you know, he held on until he couldn't hold on, and they buried him. You know, devastated parents decided, hey, it's Easter. Let's put a toy duck on his grave. You know, I'm not sure why, but, you know, everybody should be entitled to their own grief. I think
his parents cared. They gave a duck, you know?
Yes. But, Chris, it goes to say that if you can give a duck, then that duck can be taken away, which is what happened to Frida K. Shade when she took a 54-year-old woman, grown-ass woman, was caught, and she's pleading not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of stealing this this duck off of Hayden Tank Cole Sheridan's burial plot. On Easter. Okay. So she rolls up, says, hey, free duck, and then takes it away. Right?
Give a duck, take a duck.
Yeah. Need a duck, take a duck. Have a duck, leave a duck. Yeah. So this is like at Mansfield Memorial Park, which is pretty much right by the family house, right?
Oh yeah.
It's like right there.
The homestead.
The homestead. And this is like the third thing that was stolen off of this kid's grave, too. So, you know, the whole family, you know, the family is like, oh, why are they doing this? I'm so sad. And what? Here's my question. That duck was going to go away anyway, right? Like a dog was going to get a hold of it.
It's going to get sucked up in a mower.
Yeah. You know, because they don't make cemeteries like they used to. They have all the markers below the grass level, so you just over top of it, right? Yeah, it was going to get sucked up into a mower. Dog was going to take it. Some of the Roman coyotes, you know, whatever happens there. You know, a hawk going to swoop down and get a little cotton meal. Or, you know, just after it gets moldy and mildewy, the groundskeeper just comes and takes it away. Kind of, what's the difference if this lady takes it? I understand it's a shitty thing to do, and it's inviting, you know, all kinds of, like, it's just a bad thing to do on this lady's part. But what's their end game on this duck, Chris?
The parents?
Yeah.
Or the person?
Well, no, the person who stole the duck has an end game. Have a duck.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, the lady who took it was caught on camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. Was that a big story there? Or is this?
Yeah, it was all over. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was national newsworthy. I mean, it's an old lady taking a duck.
Yeah. So what? Huh. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just don't steal stuff off of graves. Just let the coyotes get it. Really is all that I have to say.
The latest weird and potentially dangerous trend among teenagers is something called beezin.
Beezin the juice?
Stop beezin the balm, man. They're applying Burt's Bees lip balm to their eyelids for a brief high thanks to the peppermint oil it contains.
Oh, come on.
Practice could lead to a number of eye problems and could even spread herpes to the eye. That got serious.
God. That escalated very quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what they do. They take the Burt's Bees brand mint lip balm and spread it on your eyes. Yeah.
No. So you can actually like lose your eye if you get herpes in there. It's really, really bad.
Yeah, right.
You seen pictures of that?
Don't get stressed.
Yeah. So I saw that and I was like, this just has to be like some Snopes level. Because like peppermint doesn't get you high, does it?
No. I think it just blurs their vision.
I'm like, oh, I'm a stupid teenager. I've never had drugs. Let me eat a whole bunch of paprika and get real sick and think that that's having hallucinations. Whoa.
It's better than the alternative of that powdered alcohol.
Oh, God. We could camp out for the rest of the episode on this because we haven't talked about it. Can you tell them about the powdered alcohol? Tell the nice people about the powdered alcohol, Chris.
Well, it came out that the FDA had approved it.
Denied it because this is a sane world.
No, that they approved it, but then it came out afterwards that they denied it. Because you could snort it, you could shoot it, you could drink it,
mm-hmm.
You could do anything you wanted with it.
Well, yeah, anything one does with powders. So, could you imagine just like sitting in a stadium and, you know, somebody opens up a little packet and pulls out, you know, their bottled water, which doesn't make any sense because the bottled water is almost as expensive as the alcohol itself at the stadium, right? But regardless,
sure.
Takes out some water.
But you're snorting it off your dead grandmother, the small of your dead grandmother's back.
Well, yeah, because that's what gives it its power. It's like, you know, it's when you drink scissor out of a styrofoam cup, it's a styrofoam that activates it. So, mm-hmm. You know, you just got to roll with it. You got to do it. But just like, oh, is that some Crystal Light? Ah, it's, yeah. Crystal Light.
Used to be.
Yeah, time was. Somebody in a stadium had a packet and it was Crystal Light. It's a nice raspberry iced tea.
Beezin, Cole.
Beezin. Beezin the juice. Also known as going to see my friend Bert and Ernie, and then Samurai Bert's fun time experience. Fun time eyeball experience. No, but I thought that was like some kind of you know, because they're like you get those scams, right? Like the playground, play yard kind of, oh, if you smoke banana peels you get crazy fucked up kind of thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Or Jenkum. You remember Jenkum?
No,
Jenkum. It was this one was pretty good. It was a rumor where they said if you take your excrement, so you know you're just in your room and you just poop and pee into a bag, you seal it up, you get it nice and fermented, and then if you huff the vapors off of that, then you will get high.
Yeah.
Yep. And so basically tricking a whole generation of youth into huffing their own shit.
I was wondering what I was going to do with all these bags.
It's got a bag surplus.
I buy in bulk before my membership expired.
What membership? Did it lapse?
Sam's Club. Yeah, I'm no longer an adult.
Okay, let's dive into this. Your postulation for the longest time was that the key indicator for being an adult was whether or not you had a Sam's Club membership.
Well, that's the peak of adult responsibility.
Oh, having a club card, holding on to it, making sure that you have it on you for when you walk into a building and an old person says, "Can I see your card, sir?" And then you flash your mom's card and they don't care because they're old.
You need the stability of a plan to buy 48 of anything at once.
Yeah. Stop selling me fucking subscriptions. So every year on tax day, I, you know, do my credit report.
Die
right?
A little.
I go, yeah, because the government, right? You know, I do my little free my little free credit report just to check and make sure that everything's in order, right?
I do it twice a year.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's recommended you do it every month.
And so that's okay. So let's get down to that recommendation, because I think that's some kind of horse shit. Okay. I mean, maybe. Okay, you can't be too careful. But, like, because they stand to make so much money off of you, like, I went to, so I did my free one, and then the Equifax one didn't load. Not that I'm angry. And so I was like, well, that one's lost. I don't have their report. None of these give me scores anyway, because they're not obligated to give you your score, even though that is a very valuable part of that information, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it's big. It's very important for your life. And so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to this site for, you know, one of those reporting companies, and just pay $15 to get that report and get my score, just so I can have like some kind of peace of mind. I was kind of upset because my score took a little bit of a dip. Not that I'm angry. Oh man,
what did you do?
You know what? I think I financed this laptop.
Oh, so, you went over half a year available.
No, I opened up. So like the this is way too much information. No, but I opened up a credit card to get like the free financing on this, and that just.
I thought you already had that credit card.
No, I do not.
Yeah. How are the numbers different on the one you have versus the one you just got?
It dropped.
No, I meant the credit card numbers.
Oh, different.
Yeah, how different? Like what are the numbers?
Damn it, Chris! No, I'm not going to do this. What do they add up to? What does each individual digit add up to? And can you show your work?
What are the first four? Do you have a V code?
What's the security number on that bad boy? I just want to keep you safe.
Oh, mine too.
Oh, wow. That's funny. High five, bro.
You both have 183, huh?
Oh.
That's weird.
Do I need to beep that out?
No, that's not really my okay. V code.
All right, cool.
I
just want to make sure.
I'm retarded. I don't wear a helmet.
Yeah. But no, so you go and just kind of like, I would like to exchange this nominal amount of information. $15 is not a problem for me because I'm a grown-ass adult, right?
Sure.
And so I'm like, I will gladly give you this $15 to get this piece of information. However, like, in order to get that like one-time purchase, they hide that so far down, and it's like, pay us $50 a month, and you'll get you'll get an email, text alert, push notification every time anything possibly happens. Whenever somebody whispers your name in the presence of a dollar bill, like, we'll let you know. It's like, no, like, that's way too much. Like, I don't, you know, I lead a simple life. I'm a simple man with simple cares, and you know, I just have no reason to believe, you know, that there's a problem that needs that. Like, no. So you got to get the add-ons. You got to get the blah, blah, blah. And they just want to lock you into a plan as quickly as possible, hoping that you're going to forget to, like, cancel it. And I just stop the plans. Stop the plans. Stop the plans. Chris?
That's all you got. That's all you have to say about that.
That's seriously, it is. Stop the plans. So. Give me what I want. Stop the plans. I don't know. But yeah, Burt's Bees. Kids are stupid. Humans.
Beezin.
Beezin. Like, just stop the plans. No. People are always going to want to get high. It is like it is the human imperative. Like, there are two drives that each of us have, which is A, to propagate our genes, you know, just because I guess that's the meaning of life. I'm not entirely sure. And also to shut our brains off. Like, to somehow stop the screaming for just a moment. And if I have to get herpy eyes, like, I will do it.
Do you have a motorcycle race?
You know what? I think that there's some kind of like, Chris, I've relocated to Sturgis.
Bike week.
broadcasting live. We're simulcasting. You're in Myrtle Beach for Bike Week, and I am at Sturgis.
I'm at Black Bike Week.
Black Bike. The Vincent Black Shadow?
At Myrtle Beach, they have Bike Week, and then the next weekend is Black Bike Week.
It's still segregated. Oh, now the police are involved. Sorry.
It's in the South.
Well, you know, it's... Not as enlightened. But speaking of Sturgis, Chris, if I were to go up there
and white bike week, they put up a papier-mâché statue of Lee. They leave it at the center of town.
And then Black Bike Week. Black they slap Bike a beard Week, and a hat on that. It's Lincoln.
They drag it out.
Ugh.
No. Like they were tearing down the statue of Saddam.
Oh, man. Speaking of Sturgis, Chris, if I were, you know, not here, but I'm actually, I'm glamping.
You're what?
I'm straight glamping.
What does that mean?
I am broadcasting, Chris, from a deluxe
apartment in the sky.
Yep. No. Tent. You know, I couldn't spring for the RV. You know, I couldn't do the whole RV experience. You know, because like, you know, $1.6 million is just a little bit too much. And, you know, I want to be a little bit closer to nature. Right. But I'm glamping. You know, I'm just dropping, you know, $1,100 for 4 nights, you know, over the course of this. And, you know, I did some Google searching, and the company that does this is Contentment. Get it? Tent is in all caps because it's tents. But they are, you know, large, custom-made canvas tents, linens, beds, blankets, other furniture. It's like a yurt. It is a luxury mobile yurt that, you know, instead of having the little nylon piece of shit and the Weber grill, you just set this up. And it's like, it's glamping. It's glamour camping.
Okay.
It's a trend that is sweeping all of the biggest outdoor events, like the Indy 500. You know, just glampers just popping up.
Coachella?
Weeks ahead of time, yeah. Oh, people straight glamping at Coachella. I didn't have to go see Queens of the Stone Age because they came and did a live set inside my glamp tent. They played all the hits. Yeah.
Wow.
Glamping.
$1,100, and that buys it or that rents it?
And that rents it. I mean, come on.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. San Diego Zoo had 44 canvas tents put up a couple years ago where you just go and pay to spend the night. Glamping. Straight glamping. Yeah.
A night at the zoo?
Night at the zoo.
Huh.
So
sounds like a good Kevin James vehicle.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, do like an Evan Almighty thing where they take a minor character. Oh wait, you're kidding, right? Because Kevin James actually did that, the zookeeper, right? With the talking animals.
He didn't stay the night.
He worked there. He was a security guard. It was Paul Blart Zoo Cop. You know, Monkey Shines, right? Paul Blart Zoo Cop, the Monkey Shines. Yeah, no, that's an actual movie. He talked. He did some overnight shifts. You can't get away with that. You got to watch the monkeys at nighttime sometimes.
I mean, he lived at the zoo with the penguins. I remember now.
Yeah. Noot, noot. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
No, I watch it probably. It's in the rotation. It's one of the classics every 10 days or so. At the very least, 3 times a month. Yeah. It's tough. So I've been looking at, you know, because we're coming up on summertime and I'd like to find a way to, you know, take some time off work, maybe do a thing. And I considered like going to Red River Gorge and just renting a cabin for myself and just like staying there away from internet and just taking a legal pad and just disconnecting for like 3 days. That'd be pretty fun, I think. Those are expensive though. They're meant for like, they're like the smallest one's like 8 bedrooms and it's like $1,000 a night. It's like, well, shit. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I just want to separate from the world. Go away for a little while.
No one would know, really.
I know, right?
As long as you kept recording.
Well, no, you just bank up a couple and set it to auto post. Oh, which, by the way, sorry about so the last episode, the clear hanky front right pocket came out on the same day as the other one. So you guys got 2 episodes in one day and then no episodes the next week because Squarespace fucked it up and scheduling stuff to go ahead of time doesn't work. You just press schedule. I want this to come out on this day at this specific time, Tuesdays, mm-hmm. 5 a.m., like clockwork. No, you just get 2 at a time and I don't notice. So sorry about that.
Which episode was brought to you by Squarespace?
Blah. Yeah. I mean, technically all of them because that's what we host the website on, but I was very, very upset. And they were very nice. Like, their customer service people are top notch. You know, they've got a full-time staff. They call it the Care Bear Lair. No, seriously, they did right, but they still haven't fixed it. So I'm waiting for them to figure this out. And like an animal, I'm having to wake up every day and press post on the next thing that comes out so that people can get their shit on time.
Oh, the humanity.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Duck feed? I haven't been paying any attention to how you've been naming the episodes. So
yeah, it's duck feed is the
name. No, I know the name of the network. I was just being a dick. I'm talking about how you were named. Whoa, you have some new shows on here.
Huh. You just haven't been to the site.
I really haven't. No, yeah. I don't listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Wow, this episode list is not up to date on the website.
No, it's a couple behind, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Clear hanky front right pocket.
Yeah. No, I'm picking the episode titles is one of my favorite things.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. It sounds like tons of fun. I've tried to give you episode titles and you act like it's your thing, so.
Act.
Act. Yeah, well. Yeah. Sue. Did we talk about Southerners and execution?
How they are generally for?
No. How they basically just went back and researched the final words of 299 executed inmates in the South.
I don't think we have, but
60 inmates, the last words of 60 inmates who were executed not in the South between 2000 and 2011. And what they found is that Southern inmates who were facing their imminent demise at the hands of the state were twice as likely to apologize.
You know, that's they're pretty polite if you're white. It's pretty easy to be white in the South. Good.
One of the comments in this article says one explanation for the higher likelihood of Southern apologies is that Southerners are more wedded to particular norms regarding politeness and kindness than those from the rest of the United States. In the South, politeness can be used to mask hostility and/or to deflect anger.
Which, you know, it's good on them. I feel like they learned, especially if they're being executed. They probably had to work on that for a good long while.
So these murderers, I assume, who are being executed in the South, instead of being really polite, they just went stabbing.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry. Oops. Oh, excuse me.
Hello, my stars and bars. Come on, son. Why'd you follow my knife there? I don't want you to follow my knife.
What'd you say about paper mache, Lee?
I don't know much, but I know here in Myrtle Beach we got two bike weeks. One for us and one for them. Vroom, vroom. Now watch me pull this tractor with my motorcycle. That's not what a tractor pull is, Cole. You should have aborted that joke. Pull the ejector seat. But you let it resolve of its own accord.
In the South, it's called tranny pull.
What?
Oh, they drag gay people by trucks. I figured they could drag trannies by motorcycles.
Ugh, I don't like that at all.
Well, I mean, it's the South.
Yeah, they do it.
It's not here. I don't do it. Yeah. I didn't say it was okay.
It didn't endorse it.
Didn't say, hey, Cole, want to make a plan? I got 48 bottles of water. Let's be adults and drag trannies on our motorcycle.
No.
And afterwards, we can renew our club cards.
Because we have to be adults. Let's all be adults about this.
You want to sleep in this nice tent I rented?
do you want to glamp with me, Cole? Let's go glamping.
The linens are made of the same soft material as this hood I'm wearing. Did you see that Ku Klux Klan guy who was picked up for soliciting a transsexual black prostitute?
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
He kept saying a day reckoning was coming.
Is that what he calls his dick?
I don't know.
The reason that I laughed about that, and you know, that doesn't surprise me. Like just those fucked
like,
up,
when ass backwards. Eddie Murphy did it.
Yeah, well, you know, like just like what is it? Like what Raw or one of his stand up specials? That's really really upsetting to watch because he just basically spends the entire thing bashing gays.
Really?
Yeah, it's incredibly homophobic. I think it's Raw. It's the one that came after it, like Miraculous or something like that. Ridiculous. Eddie Murphy, ridiculous. Yeah. No, but it's like he spends the entire routine just gay bashing, and it's really uncomfortable, you know. Just comedy was different back then. But, you know, like when if you're talking about somebody who's in the Klan, you know, somebody who's like really fucked up and just powered by hate, I'm not surprised that they're going to do that kind of thing just because, you know, hypocrisy and whatnot.
Pillow fight. That's how I do my gay bashing.
Yeah, no. Wait a minute. Pillow fight. Is that what happens when a bunch of KKK members play like touch football?
No, not
full,
at all.
In full regalia?
Yeah. No, it's when fat gays play bumper belly.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Yeah, I wish you would.
Cool. So, you can check us out on Facebook. That is facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. Leave us a rating or review. We really like it when that happens. Also, if you want to support the network monetarily, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and use the Amazon link there. And that gives us a little bit of a kickback, and that goes a long way towards helping us keep the lights on here at this operation because it is a non-trivial expense in both time and expense. What am I thinking of here? And be sure to tune in next week, and every week on Tuesdays is generally when that comes out. And what did I miss, Chris?
You got it.
Cool. Sorry, America.
Sorry.
When they play bumper belly.